The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Stack the money as high as it comes. Put some in mutual funds.
Funds.
Get your trust with the stocks and bonds. Building wealth for my son.
Son.
Gold bricks by the ton.
Yeah.
Equity, here we come.
Ooh.
Getting bread by the buns.
Yeah.
Power moves on the run.
Woo.
This a different type of income.
This
a different type of income.
Different.
This a different type of income.
Yeah.
Get the hundreds, then we flip done.
Flip.
This a different type of income.
Different.
This a different type of income.
Ooh.
This a different type of income.
Yeah.
Get your mind right and get Woo. Some.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy Jay Spence the King, and it is Pregame Rumblings presented by DraftKings. And I'm excited. Y'all should be excited. It's week 18. Everything is on the line. Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins. And look, I'm here to get you ready for it. You know how we do it with pregame rumblings. We're gonna get you ready with our, you know, the things that I see. Or this week, got a special treat. We're gonna have three things that Bruce Nolan sees as keys to victory as, you know, we go into this game. It's an important game. I thought to get a perspective from Bruce would be great to have this week. Then we're also going to have Sarah jump in for a hot second and talk about how down in Florida, if you're going to the Miami game and you're going to be tailgating with everybody, this is what you should be doing. These are the places you should be going. These are the things you should be expecting. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then I have my special guest, my man Nikki Smokes, joining me. You know how we always do our banter when it's the Bills and the Dolphins game. Then I'm going to hit you with the parlay, and we're going to get on out of here, man, and enjoy the game. I hope everybody enjoys it. Hope everybody's having a great New Year so far. I think it's off to a funny and a great start overall. Let's get it. Let's get right to it. Hey, football fans, the season is here. So you know that means family, football, and food. But for the NFL's best fan base, it can't be just any food. Bills Mafia only eats the best during the season. And the best is Picasso's Pizza. With four great locations in Western New York, it's so easy to treat yourself to the most flavorful pizza on game day. Picasso's, we are Buffalo Pizza, shipping local and nationwide. Order online at picassospizza.net.
Hey, Bills Mafia, it's your girl Sarah from Buffalo Rumblings, co-host of Line Again. And I am looking forward to having all of you guys down here in my backyard. If you made the trek here to South Florida, welcome. I thought it would be great to put a few things together that you might want to know if you are heading to the game tonight to watch the Bills take on the Dolphins. So the Bills backers, Miami, and fans of Buffalo are hosting their annual tailgate. The event is sold out, but you are still more than welcome to come hang out with us. The tailgate will open at 4 p.m. when the bus lot opens. The bus lot is in the back of the yellow lot on the west side of the stadium. You can enter gate 9, 10, or 11 if 11 is open if you are walking. If you are lucky enough to purchase a yellow parking pass, you can enter gate 10, and the bus lot is in the back. Again, there are so many yellow lots at the stadium, so please make sure you are on the west side of the stadium and so you do not have to walk all the way around from the east side. Trust me, it is a long walk. In order to make sure that does not happen, instead of taking the turnpike, take University Drive, which is also called Northwest 27th, and that will put you on the west side of the stadium. Parking is about 90% advance purchase only, might even be 95. I believe there's only one cash lot that I can think of, and that fills up pretty quickly. You can Google Miami Dolphins single game parking and look for the Ticketmaster page. There will be a lot of resale sites. Right now, there are still some that are specifically from the Dolphins or Hard Rock. So head over to the Ticketmaster page. Those are your cheapest options. They're $25. And it's lot 42 and 44. Both lots are about a mile walk. 44 is a little bit further than 42. But just to know, 44 is a no tailgate lot. Most of the lots that you will purchase in advance are no tailgating lots. So if you do not plan on joining the Bills Backer Miami and Fans of Buffalo tailgate, you will not be able to tailgate in lot 44. Again, those are $25 lots. And it's about a mile walk to the stadium from those two lots. Again, the tailgate is sold out, as I mentioned before, but it is an open party. There will be 800 plus people there in that bus lot. There will be no alcohol or food sales, though. So if you do not have your own wristband, which you have purchased from the Bills backers or Fans of Buffalo, they will not have alcohol or food as single sale. So please make sure you bring your own. I will be parking in yellow lot myself and making sure that I am fully stocked of food and drinks, which I suggest you do as well. Lot 10 and the bus lot are pretty much dirt, rocks, and very little grass. So this one's for the ladies. Ladies, make sure you have the right shoes on. I know we all like to look cute and whatnot, but I've seen plenty of women take a spill because they decided to try to come in heels and look cute. It's not the lot to do that in. It is expected to rain in the morning, which also means that it could be still very kind of muddy in those lots too. So be prepared for all of that. Right now, the rain is only expected in the morning. It is not expected to rain at game time, but it is South Florida. I can promise you it will be sunny one moment and raining the next. So just be prepared. Also, many of you that's been here before the last couple of years are used to our 100-degree games. It is not that. It is not going to be anywhere near that. The high on Sunday is 75, and that is in the morning before it rains. As it starts to rain, it's going to start to drop. And after it stops raining, a cold front is coming in. So by game time, it's supposed to be cloudy and about 62 degrees. Sun will be down. There will be a pretty good breeze and only getting colder from there. So
you ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I know my northern blood has thinned out, and I have that new South Florida blood, but I can promise you it can get a little chilly. So be prepared. Bring a jacket or hoodie or something just in case. Again, I hope, you know, all this information is helpful. Can't wait to see everybody Sunday. Make sure you come and find me and introduce yourselves. Be loud, Bills Mafia. Let's take this stadium over. And as always, go Bills.
Imagine waking up to a world that's as clear as your dreams. With Zeiss Smile technology, this is your reality. At Fichte Endel and Elmer Eye Care, our mission is your vision. Conducted by a team of expert surgeons leveraging leading-edge technology, our procedure is safeguarded, swift, and tailored to your eye care needs. Say goodbye to the limits of glasses or contacts. Embrace a world where your vision can keep pace with your life's aspirations. Contact us today at 800-309-2020 or visit us online at ficta.com. At Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, we are focused on you.
The first thing that I think would be really important for the Buffalo Bills to do against the Miami Dolphins is something they have not shown the inclination to want to do recently under Ken Dorsey or Joe Brady on the offensive side of the ball, and that's use play action in significant quantities. Against the Miami Dolphins defense, Lamar Jackson was 9 completions out of 10 attempts for 159 yards and 3 touchdowns. Absolutely shredded the Miami Dolphins defense with play action. The Buffalo Bills have been sub 30% usage in play action for much of Josh Allen's last 2 years. And if ever there was a time to use it in a significant fashion, this would be the time. 44% of Lamar Jackson's dropbacks against the Miami Dolphins were play action. On the opposite side of the ball, Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is 10th worst in the NFL in passer rating under pressure amongst all quarterbacks with 50 or more dropbacks this year. The only players worse than him are Zach Wilson, Tyson Bagent, Sam Howell, Ryan Tannehill, PJ Walker, Bryce Young, Mac Jones, Daniel Jones, and Jimmy Garoppolo. Those are the only players worse than Tua under pressure in passer rating this year. You have to make him move. You have to say, Tua, we'd like you to be a playmaker. We'd like you to go out there, make plays off script, make second reaction plays, under pressure, defeat a guy, make a man miss, go make a play. Tua has been an effective, accurate quarterback, but you need to ask him to do things that he's not comfortable doing. Making those second reaction plays off of schedule, off of script. Make him move off the spot. Take away the first read. And one of the ways you do that is by seeding throws in your defensive scheme that he doesn't want to make. Every defense has a weakness. You are essentially giving the quarterback certain options that are going to be easier on that play than others. The types of throws that you want to give Tua are the types of throws he doesn't want to make. Intermediate throws outside the numbers that require him to drive the ball across the hash marks. This is the type of throw that you want to give him to make, especially given the fact that you have banged up receivers for the Miami Dolphins. You don't want to let him sit down and throw vertical routes against your defense because he can do it. You want to make him drive intermediate throws outside the numbers. You don't want him to throw it in the middle of the field, and you don't want him to throw it deep. You want him to try to drive intermediate throws. Say, Tua, here's a honey hole shot. Go ahead and make it. Because when you don't want to make those throws, because you don't have elite level arm strength, then because of that, you need elite level anticipation. If you're split second off, perhaps because you're under pressure, for example, then those throws become interceptions. They become throws you don't want to make. Put something on the menu that he has a distaste for. So that's what I want to see from the Buffalo Bills on offense in play action, and what I'd like to see from the Buffalo Bills on defense in regards to coverages.
It's time for the King's Ransom Same Game Parlay segment presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's make some money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar. So y'all know when y'all hear them rings and things, it's time for the King's Ransom Same Game Parlay, where I hook up with everybody over at DraftKings Sportsbook and we try to get you involved and get you some extra money in your pockets. I know it was just a holiday season, so I know we could all use a little bit of extra cash in our pockets. Now, this is not a guaranteed thing to hit. This is not, you know, I can't say that it's been guaranteed. I haven't been 100% this season, but I've been pretty good. You know, I've been pretty good. My record is a little bit better than the Buffalo Bills. I'll tell you what that is. I'm not struggling to make the playoffs if it was based on that. But This is where we're going to go this week with the King's Ransom Same Game Parlay. We're going plus 420. I'm going to say Josh Allen, plus 250 passing yards. Stephon Diggs, we're going to figure it out this week with that connection. We're not going to have any drop passes over 5.5 receptions. We're going to get back on track with it. And then I tell you what, our defense is really like that, and I think I'm confident going into this game, we're going to hold Tariq Hill to under 92.5 receiving yards, and I'm going to tell you why for all three. Josh Allen is, you know, we've had a couple of games in a row now where Josh has kind of struggled, where it seems like he's had some underthrows. It seems like he has some, look, all of that doesn't matter. This week, the division is up for grabs. And Miami is the team that Josh seems to find himself. Anytime, it doesn't matter. His rookie year all the way up until now, he has great games against Miami. It's very rare that he plays bad against Miami, even in Miami. So I'm going to go with Josh Allen having another good day. Tariq Hill, look, it's not a secret that he's one of the quickest and fastest. And just he's overall one of the best wide receivers to play the game. But listen, go back and look at Tariq Hill's performance against the Buffalo Bills. He's had a couple, and I know everybody think about the 13 seconds game and that big play. You are right. But go and look at all the other games. Go and look around those games. Look at the previous game, and you'll see that the Buffalo Bills do a pretty good job of holding Tariq Hill to under big blow-up numbers, or even from having, you know, multiple touchdowns that really matter against us. The issue with Tariq Hill for the Bills is when he was paired up with a tight end down in Kansas City that's one of the greatest of all time, and it was difficult to cover both. And I know Miami, they also have Jalen Waddle, but it's just a little bit different. The talent level is a little bit different with Travis Kelce was with Patrick Mahomes and Tariq Hill versus what Jalen Waddle is with Tariq Hill, and it's just not the same. And then, like I mentioned, my man Stephon Diggs, over 5.5 receptions, he hasn't been as involved. The Bills have found ways to win without Stephon Diggs being the focal point of the offense. I think going into the playoffs, you have to get your guy involved. There's a lot of speculation about whether he might be injured. He seems to take himself out of games a little bit more often than we're used to seeing from Stephon Diggs. I don't know if that's the truth or not. We don't know. Nobody knows but Stephon Diggs and the Buffalo Bills. But what I do know is going into the playoffs, if you're going to get this number two seed, right? Let's go ahead and get it. You also want to get it in a way that makes a statement. You want to let defenses know, yeah, you got to come to Buffalo first. And on top of having to come to Buffalo, we're like that. This offense is ready to put, we're ready to put 25 to 35 on your head the entire time. So let's get it one more time. So for plus 420, Josh Allen plus 250, Tariq Hill under 92.5 receiving yards, and Stephon Diggs over 5.5 receptions. That's the King's Ransom same game parlay. Now, I do have to say, and, you know, we never really like to talk about certain things in a way, but we do have to care about you. And we want you to know if you have a gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER, you can call or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, that's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. You can call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got my brother, my dog. I know some of y'all don't like him, but I love him. It's my guy, Nikki Smokes, representing the Miami Dolphins, the scrubs we about to beat up on today. What's up, Nikki?
What's good, my brother? Thank you for having me on. It's been a while. Last time I was on here, I said a lot of things, and those things didn't happen. So hopefully this time when I run my mouth, those things will happen.
You know, it's just funny because it's like, so now I know, and really I didn't even think of it before doing the show. I should have thought of what the bet could be. But the real issue I have is not that the things you said would happen didn't happen. You reneged on the bet, man. You were supposed to wear that Poyer jersey to the game.
I'm not even going to the game.
No, the last one, you were supposed to wear that Poyer jersey.
How? We made the bet after, no? Or was that before the season? Oh, that was
we did a preseason, and then like base, I forget what it was based on. I got to go back and run it back. But either way, it don't matter. We gonna come up with one this weekend.
It was a weird bet. Like that didn't make any sense.
I mean, I think the Dolphins losing was part of it.
I thought I was gonna be able to go to more games. But yeah, like with my job, like I was the only game I got to go to was Christmas because I had Christmas break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
let's talk about that. Well, let's talk about that though, man. Because and last time we talked, actually, I will say no. The last time you were on is when you first got this job, actually. So
yeah,
you just you know, and so that's been a few months now, basically the season. So you're season in now, man. Like you know, it's not a full year, but a full season. How you feeling, man? What's up?
Like from a work perspective?
Yeah.
Dude, I love it there. I mean, I've never been happier. Now it's not as easy as it looks. Like everyone just thinks, oh, you just talk about sports or hop on a camera, you do this, you do that, but it's a lot that you got to kind of just figure out on your own. There's no reporting, there's no milestones you need to hit, there's no hey, we want these topics covered. It's kind of you show up, you got to figure out what you want to talk about, what you think will work, you got to make your own this, edit your own that. So that's also been kind of an adjustment too, because prior to that, you know, I really just covered the Dolphins, and now it's more so I got to cover more things and talk about more things that I never even thought about, like including my personal life or how I like to go out and have fun and do this. Like before, the only content I ever put out was really just the Dolphins. And now it's more so Dolphins lifestyle. What's going on in the company. It's just, it's been completely different, but it's been amazing. I love it. The people I work with are fantastic. So, I mean, I've got nothing but good things to say about it.
Good stuff, man. The last thing I'll ask about this, I feel like for me, it's been fun to watch because you and I have we've connected prior to this. So like I've been able to watch the trajectory of your career at this point to where like you said, it was all Dolphins content. And it was like, you know, people got upset with you, but it was about you being a Dolphins fan. And it was about what you said about other teams. Now there's a interest in who Nikki Smokes is. It's changed to where, yeah, we're a Dolphins fan. So I'm going to follow Nikki, but it's also like, yo, there's an interest about who Nikki is. And like, I'm seeing all of the other tweets that we won't talk about right now that we can talk about off air. That's fun. But you've mingled with some Bills fans that had nothing to do with it being Buffalo Bills football and Dolphins. So how has that adjustment for you been?
That's probably my favorite part of the adjustment, to be honest with you. Because when I first got hired, everyone was kind of like, well, like, what are you going to do here? Like, what are you just going to talk about the Dolphins? And I just said, well, yeah, I'm going to talk about the Dolphins, but I'm also going to just be myself, show my personality. And when you guys bring me on the shows, like, I'll just be me. And that's resonated with a lot of people. And it's given me opportunities to mingle with rival fans and do this and do that. So, I mean, it's just been great. Don't get me wrong, the Dolphins will always be number one in my heart, but it does feel good to where it's not like every tweet I have to – not every tweet I post has to be about the Dolphins. So, like, in July, in fucking April or whatever, like, when the season's dead, it's not like, oh, I have nothing to talk about anymore. Like, now I could just go talk about other stuff and just keep things rolling because you know how it is. Like, after the Super Bowl, March, April, May, June – halfway through July, it's like dead season, you know. Yeah. Like the diehards care, but the numbers ain't there. Like, you know, people are out there on the beach on July, out there in June, like they don't really care as much as, you know, like the guys talking about the team do. So it's just nice that I don't have to be 100% football in this upcoming off season.
Yeah, man. No, I love that for you, man. And so again, I know I've said it 1,000 times, but yo, congratulations, man. I love to see it. Keep growing, keep beasting and doing your thing. So let's talk now. Let's be enemies for a minute. Like, you know, forget all this friend stuff. Forget all that. Yo, so y'all, and I'm talking about Dolphins fans at this point, like all season, y'all been talking so much shit and y'all had a lead on the AFC East and y'all like just everything was going y'all way. Y'all had the best offense in the league that we've seen in probably 80 years. You've had like, I can just list things one after another, after another. What the hell happened, dude? Like y'all fell apart and now it's all or nothing.
It's the Indian burial ground curse. I've said it before. I'll say it again. It doesn't strike in September. It strikes in December. Were we talking shit? Yes, absolutely. We were supposed to. We should be. You guys would have did the same thing. There was one point when the Miami Dolphins were minus 2,500 to win the AFC East, And now we're 3-point underdogs at home in week 18. So am I nervous? Yes. I'm not going to sit here and cap and lie and put up this front. But I do still think this team will win the game. But we'll get there later to answer your original question. I mean, just injuries. And I hate using that as an excuse, but it is what it is. Like, you know how it is. When your best guys aren't playing, other guys, yes, they have to step up. But that doesn't necessarily mean that those guys are capable of stepping up and filling those shoes. And I feel like that's what we've been seeing with the Dolphins.
And you know what? And it's been one of those things. It's been interesting for me to watch because as a Bills fan, Dolphins fans have been telling us for years, like, y'all can't use injuries as an excuse. You can't. And I'm not saying that now to throw it back, like, you can't use injuries. The fact is, it just is what it is. When you go into a game and you know you have Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and whoever else you have on offense.
You're not playing. It's like Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle versus Braxton Berrios and Cedric Wilson. That's going to give you a different outcome. Like, that's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, every time. So now going into this game, there's a lot of questions around, like, injuries, man. That injury report looked like a CVS receipt, bro. Like, it's bad. So we don't know the availability of everybody as of the time that this podcast released this morning. But Jalen Waddle has been questionable. He had a couple he didn't practice throughout the week at certain points. There's been some stuff with Tyreek Hill. Let's talk about the injuries first, though. With that being the case, a game like this, the Bills are getting healthy. Like, this is the first year since Josh has been quarterback where I'm like, holy crap, we're actually getting guys back in December to make a playoff run. So going into this game, you mentioned you're confident that you'll win. You're a little nervous, but how do you feel that with these injuries, how do you feel that the game plan has to adjust for Mike McDaniels?
Well, I feel like Jalen Ramsey just has to shadow Stephon Diggs all day. If we go out there with Eli Apple trying to guard Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen's going to throw for 445 yards. There's just no way around it. I'm going to leave the whole game plan up to Vic Fangio, but that's the only thing that I want to see defensively is Jalen Ramsey following Diggs, because Xavier Howard's on that injury report. I don't think he's going to play. I hope he plays, but I did see a report that Eli Apple is expected to start on Sunday. So that's my biggest concern. And the only way you can mask that is by having Jalen follow Stephon.
Yeah, no. See, now my concern with that is, and I'm sure Bills fans have already been in your mentions to say this enough. You know, the last time that Ramsey and Diggs went up against each other, Diggs ate his lunch, man. And like several times. So it's like, I know that's probably the best.
I like that. Let me get my lick back.
Okay. Well, I hope so. Cause I mean, like, for me, I'm hoping so it's a good game. Like, you know, the last time that we saw each other in, what was it, week 4 or week 5?
Yeah, week 4.
The anticipation was there, but the game didn't turn out like either of us won it. Like, yeah, Bills fans were happy because we won, but it wasn't the game we all expected. I'm really hoping for that. This time. Like, I want drama. I wanted to come down to the fourth. I want to be like freaking out. And I enjoy those games. And I think as Bills fans and as Miami fans, like, to go into the playoffs with this energy, like, can you imagine? Right. Like, just this is what I want tonight, man. That's the game I want.
And we're kind of in the same spot that we were in last year. If you remember, the Dolphins got cold in December.
It was a flip.
We came into Buffalo, and everyone said we were going to get curb stomped. And then we were up. And if we just ran the damn ball on the 30-yard line, we probably would have stole a game in Buffalo. Josh Allen comes down, and you guys hit a game-winning field goal in the snow, and that was that.
Yeah.
And I think we're in the same spot because no one thinks the Dolphins have a chance in this game. Not one person in the national media is talking about the Dolphins anymore. It's all about Buffalo. So I like that.
Well, I think so for me, and now I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I will say I said this weeks ago. So there was about like week 7 or 8, I was like, you know what? Things ain't looking the way it's supposed to look to Bills. Like, this might not be the season that I was hoping it's going to be. Then you started to see like Joe Burrow get injured and you see Kirk Cousins go down and you see. So I'm looking at all the quarterbacks and I'm like, there's no way that the NFL is going to have a playoff without star power at quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, Mahomes is there. You're going to have Tua. But when you're out, the other guys that I mentioned and more, it's like, okay, we got it. There's no way Josh Allen won't be in the playoffs. And that's what I said a few weeks ago, and then it just started to turn around. So, you know, it is what it is. Again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do really feel like the NFL has to – they know, like, dude, it's the playoffs. People want to see Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. People want to see Tua versus whoever. They don't want to see – I don't even know who half these backups are at this point. Like,
they don't want to see, like, Jake Browning or whoever. Yeah, don't like, Gardner Minshew. I get that.
Yeah, so I do feel like it goes that way sometimes, man.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, sports are entertainment. As much as we think the game is true and all that good stuff, it's not. It's not. Like, they set things up. The amount of money that's bet on games, that's why you get so many questionable calls. Again, some people call it conspiracy theorists. I just call it how I see it. I think it's all rigged, which could be in your favor unless the whole entire world bets on the Buffalo Bills this week. Then I think you might be in trouble.
Well, so let's get back to that point. Tyreek Hill, this week, he's had a lot going on off the field. And not bad stuff that most people would like to try to dump him for. He had a fire. The report came out that I believe his son or one of the kids in the house was playing with a lighter, accidentally lit the house on fire. Major stuff, right? So he didn't practice, I believe, Thursday. And then there's just been some uncertainty. I know he's playing, but how much of a distraction can this week be for him?
No, I mean, absolutely. I mean, look, we all look at them as NFL players, but at the end of the day, they're just like us. If your house burnt down or if my apartment got burnt down and, oh, I still got to wake up and go to work tomorrow, well, what bed am I sleeping in? What hotel do I got to book? What got burnt? What do I have to rebuy? What do I have to find? It's so much going on, and it's a huge distraction. And on top of that, if you saw the aerial footage that they had of Tyreek Hill, he was in a boot. He was in a boot, like talking to his wife. So not only did his house burn down, he's still battling that ankle injury. It's just not good. I'm not going to lie. I don't like it at all. I think it's going to be a huge distraction, and it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't have a big game.
Well, that's the thing that scares me. So on the other hand, I'm like, nah, this is all going off. He's going to want to take his aggression out somewhere. Like, I just don't want him to turn around and be like, you know what? Let me just go lay it all on the field. And that's what I feel like is going to happen. And Tyreek Hill in the past has had huge games against the Bills in big moments, especially in the playoffs. So with this being a space going into the playoffs, I don't want to see that from him, man. Like, I and then if Waddle don't play, you know they're going to feed him. And I don't want that.
Right. Well, I mean, Tyreek will play no matter what on Sunday. I'm confident in that. Yeah. But if something were to happen and he can't play and Waddle don't play, I mean, they might as well reflex the game to 1 o'clock and pick someone else.
I was shocked at the boot, though, because I know it's just a precaution, I'm sure. But, you know, I thought since the injury initially happened, I thought that you could kind of see that he's better now. I didn't know he was still struggling with that. Is that something that's been a concern for Dolphins fans since then?
Yeah, I mean, not a concern for us Dolphins fans. You know, we kind of just wake up, check the injury report, like, oh, he's playing great. But I'm sure it's been a concern in the locker room and with Tyreek Hill himself, because he tried to give it a go. Who did we play? I think it was the Jets. Yeah, it was the Jets. No, we beat the team up pretty good.
It was a Thursday game, too, if I remember correctly. I remember he tried to come out and warm up.
Yeah, he tried to come out. He tried to give it a go. And Tua was like, don't worry about it. We got him. And we went out there. Jaylen Waddle had a great game. And that was that. But Jaylen Waddle ends up hurting his ankle the week after. We haven't had him the last 2 weeks. And Tyreek Hill is basically playing on 1.5 legs.
All right, man. Well, let's get to it. What are you confident you're going to win? Tell me how this game is going to go. What's your score prediction, or how do you see it playing out?
I think it's going to be a very low-scoring game. I think Buffalo does a great job at getting at Tua, putting a lot of pressure on him. And if Jaylen Waddle doesn't play, I know Tyreek Hill's amazing. I'm sure he will do big things in this game, or at least make some type of big play that'll impact it, even if his stats aren't so inflated. But I see the Dolphins winning a very low-scoring game. I got us winning 21-20 at home.
Wow, that's a game, and that's drama. That would be I would be pissed off about the result, but I would love the fact that the game went that way. So I'm going a little bit opposite, obviously. Not too crazy, though. I'm kind of along the same lines as you. I think it's going to be a defensive game. And I think it's, A, because of the injuries that we're talking about, but then I just think that this is going to look like a completely different matchup from week four. It's not going to be the explosive, I know you hope so. I hope that Diggs wakes up, though. I know a lot of people have been complaining about his lack of production over the last several weeks. Listen, it's not because they're not trying to get him the ball, man. And Josh has underthrown him a bit recently. He has to fix that. But they're trying to get that dude the ball. So, you know, I'm hoping that Diggs wakes up and has a big day. But I'm going kind of close to you. I'm a little more points. I'm going with like 27-24 type game. But Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those games, and I think, you know, I think Tua comes out hot in the first quarter, you know, so the Bills will have to figure out how to slow those guys down for the second half. So I think Bills fans are going to be frustrated in the first half, but I think we'll pull it out and catch that number two seed.
I can't wait to play y'all in the playoffs. Actually, no, I can't wait to make y'all not be in the playoffs. That's what I want. That's like the that's what do they call the cherry on top?
Win, that will be the cherry on top.
Two seed, and then we don't even have to see y'all in the playoffs. That's what I want.
It's gonna be great when we win. It's gonna be great when we win the two seed, and then I get to say, "Yo, Smoke, come back on because we got the playoff show to do." That's what's gonna be great. So, look, why don't you plug your stuff, man? Let everybody. I know everybody should know where you're at, but let everybody know what you got going on. And then, like you said, the season's over too, so let them know about some playoff plans that you might have coming up too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if you guys don't know already, I'm on Twitter all the time, at Nikki Smokes. I haven't really done much with YouTube lately because I'm going to rebrand it a little bit. It's going to be more lifestyle and a balance of sports and, you know, just like basic life shit. But that's going to be on the same channel. And right now it's called Nikki Smoke Shop, but it's going to get all rebranded, all renamed. So check it out now. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. But if the Dolphins go to the playoffs, I ain't doing nothing because I have to go to the office. And I have to watch every Dolphins playoff game on the stream, and it's non-negotiable.
Man, that's the one part about your job that might not
be the only thing I don't like.
Yeah, because it's like you can't go to the games. You have to be there for work, and you have to be a part of, because that is part of the job. Like, people enjoy watching your guys' reactions and all that stuff. So I get it, man, but that I don't know if that part of the job would be one that I would be so that would make me hesitant. That would make me hesitant.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's not as bad as I thought. Like, I'm an adrenaline junkie. I love being at the games, don't get me wrong. But what I get to do on a day-to-day basis throughout the week, and all my only punishment is that I have to sit on a couch and watch football all day, I'm fine with that. I'll live with that.
Yeah, no, I feel you, man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, my guy, Nikki Smokes, make sure y'all go follow him. Go check him out. And again, he's not just talking about the Dolphins now, so you can show them some love. Go follow them, go check them out. Hey, Nikki, man, good luck today to y'all guys, man. I hope we smack y'all.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on, and I hope we actually break your heart and make Buffalo eat wings for the next 8 weeks, drink a lot of beer, and then make you go shovel your snow and be miserable.
We're going to do that either way. We're going to be eating wings and drinking beers. It don't even matter.
Yeah, I was like, wait, this is not a punishment for that. Like, this isn't bad.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good thing.
I would prefer that. I might order some wings today for the game. So, ladies and gentlemen, go Bills. Y'all have a good day. And y'all know this is pregame rumbling, so pregame properly. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Love each other. Take care of each other and live in peace, man. Y'all have a good day. Go Bills.